T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That the Giants are close to signing Alex Cobb, a free agent who was with the Angels last year, has had decent years, but he was not a big strikeout guy until last year. And all of a sudden, that made him appealing. And the fact that, you know, he pitched for the Angels for a year without killing himself probably makes him an adequate replacement.
Okay. I mean, look, Alex Cobb was a tremendous, exciting, up-and-coming young pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. And then injuries mostly derailed his career, right?
Yeah, and injuries this, and under, because he wasn't very good in Baltimore.
Right. And then this year was sort of a bounce back year. Now it's only 18 starts. It's a 3.76 ERA. He's 33, 34 years old. But if you look at this from the same perspective that you imagined the Giants looked at someone like Kevin Gausman when they first signed him, that's what you're looking for here. Can this be an Alex Wood, a Di Sclafani, a Kevin Gausman when you originally signed him type of situation? And maybe, you know, the stat that I'm seeing beat writers go to is fielding independent pitching, FIP, which was 2.92, which suggests, you know, he had some bad luck as far as the fielding went to get him to a 3.76 ERA. And maybe that's true, and his fielding will be better here, and he'll have a bigger ballpark. So, positivity around Alex Cobb, but it's certainly not a name that's going to move the needle much.
No, it's not Max Scherzer, but he's exactly the kind of pitcher that the Giants were using a lot last year, which is a guy whose swing, his strike rate and strikeout percentage were up, his walk rate was low, and he's very much a ground ball pitcher. And you don't have to worry about the size of the ballpark if it's a two-hopper to Crawford every time.
Yeah, you don't have to worry much about mistakes being made behind you if it's a two-hopper to Crawford either. So I don't hate this. I still think if the Giants – look, last year no one thought they'd be any good, and they won 107 games, and they were the best team in baseball pretty much all year long. So what the hell do I know? But I do know this. If they don't add – if they don't retain Chris Bryant or a similar hitting asset and add – a high-level starter, they will once again go into the year predicted to finish third in their own division.
And I think we found out what expectations are worth. I mean,
maybe nothing.
Look, they're going to regress to the mean. They're not going to win 108 games next year. I mean,
they are not.
That's preposterous. So they're going to fall back. The question is, how far do they fall back, and does anybody pass them? Because ultimately, you know, everybody thought this was Dodgers / Padres. Padres didn't even finish 500. You know, so, you know, if they're at 93 or 94, I mean, people will happily take that. You know, it's just because, you know, that's a good year. That's a playoff year. And it's not really, you know, a stretch to say this is a team that if it has the same health that it had last year, that they can do 93. You know, I just don't know that they can do much more than that. And I also don't know if they're going to be able to hit as many home runs as they did a year ago. But they have a philosophy now. And until all their minor leagues come up, or minor leaguers, you know, suddenly make their, you know, full-time emergence, they're going to continue to work at the edges. You know, I would not be surprised if they don't come away, if they come away with any big name out of this free agent market.
You would be.
Because I think I would not be at all surprised.
Oh, okay.
That if they don't. I mean, just, you know, and it's not because of willingness to pay. I think it's been clear over the last really 10, 12 years that free agents don't come to San Francisco, you know, unless you're going to overwhelm them with money. And the Giants have made their runs. They, from what I heard, offered more money to Bryce Harper than the Phillies did, and Harper never even listened to him. So it's really a matter of how do they change that perception? And if they can't change that perception, how much energy should they put into trying to change it? Maybe this is who they are.
It's a really interesting thing because on one hand, like the results are there. I cannot argue with you. What Johnny Cueto, probably the biggest free agent they've pulled who wasn't under, you know, wasn't already on their roster since Barry? I don't even know. And that's, did they trade for Barry? So that's not even, I don't know the last really major free agent they've had. It's kind of surprising given the fact that they've largely been a pretty good team for the last 20 plus years. But I also wonder how much of that is circumstantial. I mean, when Bryce Harper was a free agent, this team looked terrible. And the reputation of the ballpark being, you know, impossible to hit at. And the thing, we didn't know anything about Farhan. I do think things are different now. I don't know what kind of difference that makes. Because ultimately, like, the trends of major free agents, it's never going to be a sample size sufficient to determine much of anything, you know? And each guy, like a Bryce Harper, is so, it's very specific. It's hard to know exactly what led to him making that decision. But I do wonder, if it's not the ballpark now, what do you think it is that stops people from wanting to play in the Bay Area as a baseball free agent?
Well, it might be, I think it's a combination of things. I think, one, the tax rate is high, but if you're a baseball player.
They go to L.A.
Yeah, but L.A. is different than San Francisco. It just is. There are opportunities in L.A. that San Francisco doesn't possess, or it's the magic of playing for the Dodgers, or it's, yeah. I grew up in Southern California. You know, there's any number of things, but, you know, it's not. That's not an apples to apples comparison. And then the rest of it is, you know, well, where am I going? Am I going to get a chance to play every day? And if I'm not, what am I going after? You know, why don't I go, you know, why don't I go to a place where the tax rate is zero? You know, there's a lot of things in play, and it's not always, well, this team is good now, because not everybody, you know, says, yeah, I have a better chance to win, because sometimes they'll go, well, you know what? There are good teams in big markets where I can make a lot of side money too. And this is not a great side money town for athletes.
Unless you want to get into the tech business. There's a lot of side money in the tech business. If you want to be an Andre Iguodala, it's not a bad place for you.
Oh, no. It's a great place for Andre Iguodala. I mean, there was no compelling reason why he would have come back, except for the fact that he can mind his Zoom stock better.
Amen. Well, there's a lot of good golf courses out here too, Ray. Don't sell that part of it short.
Well, he could have gone to Arizona. They got golf there too.
No, that's true. They sure do. And probably less rain. I want to quickly, before we get back, just your gut feeling. Will the Giants, yes or no, if you had to guess today, will the Giants sign a pitcher better than Alex Cobb?
I don't know how many pitchers there are on the market that are better than Alex Cobb, to be honest.
There's not a lot. I mean, that's why I'm really asking you, are they going to spend big on a starter?
I would say at this point, no, because the spending big guys have already signed.
Okay, same. Well,
and I think
Carlos Rodon is out there, right?
Stroman, too.
And Stroman.
But Stroman's not magic. I mean, not the way people perceived him 5 years ago. I mean,
I'd rather have him than Gausman, I think, right?
But that's the kind of comparison that puts you in a hole because
yeah,
I believe Farhan Zaidi believes in value. And not value as in, man, I'll get an okay guy for cheap. It's just there are guys who are worth $300 million and there are guys who aren't. And yep. I want a guy, if I'm going to pay him $300 million, I want to know that he's going to be good for me for a long time.
I buy that.
I would say 2 years from now, Logan Webb might be a $300 million guy.
But, I like that. All right. Before,
but not for now.
Okay, so same question, Chris Bryant. If you had to guess right now, is Chris Bryant wearing orange and black on opening day?
If I had to guess, see, there are way too many variables this year.
There's a lot.
Because of the CBA. I don't think it will be unwillingness to pay.
Okay.
It might be that Bryant says, you know what? Somebody else is offering me more, and it's in a state I like better.
Okay,
I mean it might be a family thing. There's any number of things. I mean, he had a good time with the Giants, but that's not the only thing that players look for.
But you do think they'll make a competitive offer?
I think they will. They will fight like hell to keep him.
Okay.
But
if
Scott Boras is doing his job, he's going to make sure that the market gives him more than one option.
No doubt. Last baseball question before we get back to basketball. When will opening day be? Because this is the big question. This is the shadow hanging over Max Scherzer and all the other people signing for imaginary money today is we don't know if they're going to start playing baseball when they normally do because we don't know that they're going to have a CBA.
April 26th.
Okay, that's not bad. So just a few-week delay, basically, you're predicting.
I think the problem that owners have is that they've taken beatings financially the last couple of years, and they know that if this doesn't start either on time or close to it, they'll take a third beating. And even though fans always come back, there's a limit to most owners' patience when it comes to income, and this going until June or July or having a full year lockout, that's 3 years where money's not really coming in. And I don't think they're in the business for that. I think they want to make everything they can make. And it's not even about the gate. It's about all the inventory that doesn't get paid for at a time when the whole baseball structure is more fragile than ever, in large part because of the wobbly nature of regional sports networks.
Yeah, I mean, they talked so much during the NBA, whether they were going to pick back up for COVID, that whole controversy. There was this whole thing about, if people remember, local TV deals and how they had to get to 70-plus games to make good on the local TV deals. And baseball depends even more on local TV deals than basketball does. So I would guess that you're right, that there's a deadline by which owners are going to say, you know what, we need this local TV money.
Yeah, I mean, they are profoundly amoral when it comes to, you know, what baseball needs for the benefit of the sport and the business going down the road. They're about today's quarter, and they're not going to worry about tomorrow's dollar. So I think they might be willing to talk tough, push the union around to see how weak Tony Clark is, and then settle, either because the players have caved or because they don't want to do this for a long time.
Yeah. Yep. I think that sounds about right. I like that. And you know what? April 26th is fine for me. I'm okay with a month delay in the baseball season. I'll survive it. I'm very much okay with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.